You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
All right, so a prophecy paints the Sabbath as a symbol of loyalty, really. For some reason, we overlook those very necessary understanding points or points for understanding that prophecy paints the Sabbath, not as people portray it, but it paints the Sabbath as a symbol of loyalty to our God, to our Maker, of those who stand for truth in the last days. And that's what prophecy stands, us, what Sabbath is to us and for us. And by the way, when we are showing our loyalty to our Maker, we do as He pleases. But are we paying attention to what this day really means? And that's why we need to talk about this Sabbath as the eternal sign based on the book When God Said Remember. Joining us now on the line is Dr. Phineas Smootsey. Good afternoon to you, Doctor, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon. Can we have a word of prayer?
Yes, go ahead, Dr. Max.
Our Father in heaven, we are thankful this afternoon that you have allowed us again to discuss this issue of the Sabbath, which identifies who God is among us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. So, what role does the Sabbath play in the prophetic timeline from this?
I beg your pardon?
What role does the Sabbath play in the prophetic timeline?
Oh, okay. Thank you. The Sabbath marks who God's people are. Prophecy has shown that towards the end of the history of this world, there will be a sharp distinction between those who honor God, the Creator, and those who don't. And that's where you will see the distinction by the observance of the fourth commandment.
Right.
Where you see the fourth commandment, the Sabbath, being the seal of God's people and as distinguished from those who are with the mark of the beast that is mentioned in Revelation 13 and 14.
Okay. So why is the Sabbath connected to end time faithfulness?
The Sabbath is key in that, as I have already mentioned, it distinguishes God's people from those who have rebelled, who don't recognize God as Creator. You will notice that when people neglect the Sabbath, they will actually neglect everything else that requires what God has said they should do. We discussed the other time that people sometimes have concern more about their riches, about their personal interests and the like. That means in their minds, they've removed God from His sovereignty throne. And they've placed themselves, so they don't look upon God as the one who is authority over them, who should instruct them what to do, because they've thrown away the Sabbath, which is a key reminder that people should always remember God as the Creator, as the one who is supposed to rule them and direct them.
So some believers believe that the Sabbath or at least the observance of the Sabbath is a visible sign of spiritual allegiance. Do you agree with it? And if you do agree with it, how? How is Sabbath observance a visible sign of spiritual allegiance?
A sign of?
Spiritual allegiance.
Faithful allegiance.
Spiritual allegiance.
Oh, yes. It is a sign of spiritual allegiance, because it shows that people have allegiance to God as their spiritual leader, who directs their lifestyle, whatever they are thinking, whatever they are doing, how they dress, how they eat, and how they treat each other. So it shows spiritual allegiance. You notice that there's a big competition between spiritual allegiance to God and spiritual allegiance to ancestral spirits, which are believed to be the spirits of the dead. So many people who throw away the issue of the Sabbath, they will also value the issue of spiritual allegiance to their ancestors, believing that the dead are dead living. They believe there is death, but they are not dead. So the issue of the Sabbath is not a small matter as people just take it. It throws people away from understanding every other doctrine that God is giving them.
So in what ways could the Sabbath become a test of loyalty?
Yes, it becomes a test of loyalty because God has commanded, I am the creator, observe the Sabbath. If you throw away the Sabbath, you have refused to be loyal to God, who is the creator. It's just as simple as that.
Okay. And finally, Dr. Mose, how can prophecy help us take Sabbath more seriously today?
Hello?
Can you hear the question, Dr. Mose? My question was, how can prophecy help us take the Sabbath more seriously today?
Yes, prophecy will show us, especially beginning with Daniel chapter 7, where we see the fourth beast and we see the tenth horn, which grows the mouth, the eyes, and it starts changing the law of God, and it implements a different law altogether. Then the same prophecy will be repeated by John in Revelation, where we will see the mark of the beast. So it is actually a matter of who one is choosing to be loyal to.
Okay. All right. We'll leave it right there. Yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead, Dr.
Has shown us. Yes. I'm just clarifying that prophecy is showing us the challenge that will come towards the end of the history of the world. Okay. Actually, it's like that's the major challenge that the devil has towards God, and God will finally destroy everything because the issue of his sovereignty has been directly challenged.
Yeah.
By the issue of God. Yes.
Okay. All right. You can close for us with a word of prayer, Dr. Motz.
Thank you. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we are thankful that you have given us this issue of the Sabbath that distinguishes between those who are loyal to you and those who decide not to. We are praying that you continue to enlighten us and show us that we can make a distinction between just being obedient and what other people are doing, which can be described as a rebellion against you. Keep our minds open to accept more and more truth as you teach us, and give us the strength to overcome. And we are thankful that you will do that because you have always been faithful with us and to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, Dr. Motsi. Appreciate your time and your insights. It's been a wonderful and insightful week. Have a blessed day tomorrow on your Sabbath and a very productive preparation day today.
Thank you. God bless. Bye-bye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.